I want to discuss the topic of Bihab. Many people nowadays don't even know what Bihab is, even though this was a minhag that was very, very widely practiced for hundreds and hundreds of years. So Bihab stands for Beis, Hey, Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And it was a series of three fasts that were customarily observed, especially in Ashkenazi communities, from the time of the early Rishonim until, petering out over the last 100 or 150 years. I'm not exactly sure when. But these fasts were observed in Mar Cheshvan and in Iyar. So there was a series of a Monday, Thursday, Monday. This and today is the day after the Thursday. We're in the middle of what is theoretically Bihab for those who observe Bihab. So why would one fast three special fasts on a Monday, Thursday, Monday in the middle of Mar Cheshvan, in the middle of Iyar? So the most common explanation of the practice is mentioned by Tosis and the Rosh and other Rishonim, that it pertains to the regel that just recently passed, Sukkot or Pesach. What do fast days and regalim have to do with each other? So the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, at the end of Kiddushin, that the shakiest time of the year is the regel. So Tosis says, because it's a time when, although it's such a wonderful time, it could be that the celebration comes along with Averis, that either the merrymaking and the celebration, the extra seudos, eating, drinking, could lead to activity that is perhaps problematic. People can go too far. Or Tosis even says they used to have big drushos, shiurim, and the men would come and the women would come, and sometimes perhaps they would look at each other, maybe it would lead to inappropriate socializing. So therefore, to make up for any of the possible wrongdoing or excesses of the regalim, they would fast three fasts in after Sukkot and after Pesach. You don't want to fast in Tishrei or Nisan, so you wait until Mar Cheshvan or until Iyar. And that was the practice of Bihab. Mondays and Thursdays are Yimei Ratzon, so it would be specifically on Mondays and Thursdays. So the Mordechai and some other Rishonim say, wait, what about Shavuos? If we're talking about the regalim, so how come only Pesach and Sukkot? So the Mordechai says that's not the real reason. And the real reason is that in Mar Cheshvan, we're already fasting because we need the rain, and it's part of the tefillah process, and in order to make sure that we have a year of bracha and of rain, and in Iyar also. So it's the time when the grain is standing and ripening, and we want to make sure that that happens well, and that we have food and we have a good crop. So that is the explanation of some of the minority of the Rishonim. In fact, there was one opinion in the Rishonim that says that you should wait until Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, because that is the Revi'i Rishonim, that's the first stage of rain, and therefore it would be even slightly more delayed. As it turns out, it happens to be this year that the last Monday of Bihab happens to be on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, even though we don't wait to start Bihab until then, but happens to work out that way. Otherwise, for the main explanation, Beis Yosef writes, no, that it's based on the regalim, but Shavuos is a one day regal, or a 2 day regal in Chutz Laaretz, so you don't have as much opportunity for this type of activity, and therefore we didn't have the fast days after Shavuos. Laniz Daiti Bizman Hazeh. It's a funny, it's ironic, a sad twist that we have the beautiful minhag of staying up all night learning and Dafka and Shavuos in some places, or for some individuals, so they don't know what to do with themselves all night. So Dafka maybe on Shavuos. Maybe more problematic than Pesach and Sukkot, unfortunately. But in any event, that was not the practice to fast after Pesach and Shavuos. I even saw a different explanation in one of the Achronim that Iyar and Mar Cheshvan are a time of changing seasons, and therefore it could be more challenging in terms of health. People are susceptible to getting sick, so that maybe that's why they had the fast days. In any event, it was customary for hundreds of years that people would fast. They would even have this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Tzadi Beis. They would read Vayichal. Both in the morning and in the afternoon, the Chazan would say, Aneinu is a fast day, a real fast day. They say Slichas and everything. Nowadays, very, very uncommon that people fast. I don't know very, very many people at all who fast on Bihab, but there certainly are shuls or yeshivas where they say Slichas on Bihab, even though people are not fasting, they don't lane, they don't say Aneinu, but at least they say Slichas. So for us, even though we're not knowing here to say the Slichas, at least we should know about it. That there's such a thing as Bihab, And it's important, I think, perspective, you know, the different reasons that are suggested. Some are retrospective, looking back at what happened, and, you know, what can we do about making sure that we atone for the past, as well as looking forward, and how do we make sure that we have a successful year. So certainly tefillah and everything that goes along with it, even tainus, more popular in past generations, but that certainly is an important part of the picture. And hopefully we should be successful in that endeavor. So people sometimes wonder, how come it's so late? If it's after Pesach, after Sukkot, so just to mention, the way it works is that they would have a special Misha Beirach on the first Shabbos of Mar Cheshvan or Iyar, in which they would bless people who would fast at those times, and the first Shabbos only if it's not Rosh Chodesh. And then after that, it's the Monday, Thursday, and Monday. So that's why it ends up being quite a few weeks after Sukkot in this particular case. Have a great day. If people could put the chairs on the tables, that would be very, very helpful.